Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Meila, Perik Hei, Mishnah Gimel. Ein Meil acher Meil beim Mugdashin, Ella Behemo Klishars. There's no Mila after Meila by Hegdish, unless it's a Behemo or a Klishars. Let's explain. If I have a Behemo Tamima, no Mum, it's ready to go up on the Mizbeach, it's a carbon, set to be a carbon. You can't redeem this. There's nothing that can happen to it that's going to change its status unless it gets a mum. So if one person's going to ride on this behema, even though by riding on the behema, it's schwacher, it's weaker, or you ripped out some of its wool. So there was technically a pagam, but as long as it's royal carbon, it doesn't lose kedusha when you use it. Same is true. Let's say someone took klisharis, a kais shel zahav. He drank from it, even though it got a little ruined when he drank from it. It got chipped, something happened. But it stays kedusha zaguf. You can't redeem it. You can still use it in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference how many people use this. They're all going to be moel behegdash. But by kotche bedek habayis, let's say I donate a horse. That's Kedushas Bedek Abayis. The value of the horse belongs to Hegdash. And then I ride the horse. Now this could be redeemed. Bedek Abayis could be redeemed. Once I ride that horse, poof, the Kedusha goes off. It's Chulin. So the second person who rides the horse is no longer Mayel Behegdash. So again, Zakta Mishnah Ein Mayel Achel Mayel Bamugdashin. There's no Mila after Mila when it comes to Kedushas Bedek Abayis. If I ride the horse, I'm moel behegdish. But when my friend rides that horse, it's no longer a hegdish horse. El a behema klisharis, masha enkein. By a behema and a klisharis, that a roi for the mizbeach, the kedusha doesn't go off. And therefore, as many people are going to use it, they'll all be moel behegdish. Ketzat, how so? Rachav al-gabi behema. Someone rode on a behema that was set to be a carbon. There's no moment. His friend comes and also rides on it. And then his friend comes and rides on it. Or Shasa Bekais Shazav. Someone drinks from a golden kais that belongs to Hegdash. Along comes his friend, Vishasa, he drinks from it. Along comes his friend, Vishasa, he drinks from it. Or Talash Min HaChatas. I rip here out of a Chatas. My friend comes and does the same thing. His friend comes and does the same thing. You have to be careful what you do because people follow you. Kul and Malu, they're all Mayel Behegdash. They can all get together and make a trip to Yerushalayim because they're Mayel Behegdash. They're going to have to bring an Asham Me'ila and pay the Karen and pay a Chaimish. That's because this is Kiddushas HaGuf. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, Kol She'ein Lo Pidyon, if you can't redeem it, then Yesh by Mayel Acha Mayel, there's Me'ila after Me'ila. Now the Gers of the Batanura is, Rabbi Yoimer, Kol She'ein Lo Pagam. Anything that doesn't become possible. Anything where it holds on to its Kedushas HaGuf, even if you were Pagim in it. There's Mila after Mila. Now, what's the difference in Tanakam and Rebbe? Zakta Batanura, let's say you have Kachay Mizbeach Tamim. I have a carbon that's ready to go up on the Mizbeach. It became a Balmum. Very good, you could redeem it. But before I redeemed it, I went and I shechted it. Rebbe says you have to bury this. Why can't I redeem it now? Because in order to redeem even Hegdish that has a mum, you have to have something called Hamada Vaharach. It has to stand and you have to assess it. It obviously can't stand after Shechita. So it has to be buried. There's nothing you can do with it. Memela Zok Rebbe, once it's not Shaykh to redeem it, Me'ila stays. Whoever's going to have Me'ila from this, he's going to have enough from it after the Shechita, is going to be Moil Behegdish. The Chachamim hold, in this case, it could be redeemed. Because the Chachamim do not say it's necessary for it to have to stand in order to redeem it. And therefore, even after Shechita could be redeemed. So once it's Kedushas Damim, and there's no Me'ila after Me'ila, and the Batanur says that the Halacha is like the Chachamim. So quickly, chazring over Perik Hei Mishnah Gimel. Basically, when it comes to Kedushas Bedek Habayis, only the first person that uses it is Moel Behegdish. The Kedusha goes off, the second person is not Moel Behegdish anymore because it's not Hegdish. When it comes to Kedushas HaGuf, like a behema that's roi for the Mizbeach, or a Klishares, doesn't make a difference how many people use it, even if by using it, they made it go down in value, but the Kedushas HaGuf stays, there's no pidyon, and therefore as many people are going to use it, are going to be Moel Behegdish. There's a machlokes between Rebbe and the Tanakama, where Rebbe holds, let's say you have a behema that was roi for the mizbeach. It got a mum, but I shechted it before it was redeemed. Zogt Rebbe, you can't redeem this, because it needs hamada varach, it has to stand, and you have to assess the value, and it's not shayach after you shecht it. So therefore, says Rebbe, once shechted, too late. This is going to stay mi'ila. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim hold there's no such necessity of it having to stand. Therefore, you could redeem it, even after you shechted it. And therefore, according to the Chacham, and the halach is like the Chacham, it says about Tanura, only the first person that's going to use this animal after it was shechted, again, this behema tamima, that got a mum, that was shechted before redemption, only the first person that's going to use it is going to be Moel Behegdish, not the one afterwards. Here we will apply the rule of Ein Moel Acher Moel Behegdish.